KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have cloudy skies and 42 degrees. Here in Atlantic, we look for it to become partly cloudy today with a high near 60, winds south-southeast at 10 to 20 miles per hour, and a chance of showers late tonight into early tomorrow, the high rather low tonight around 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff from sunrise to sunset on Wednesday, October 27th, in honor and remembrance of Iowa State Patrol Trooper Ted Benda. Trooper Benda died as a result of injuries he suffered during a single vehicle accident while en route to assist the Clayton County Sheriff's Office with a wanted suspect. Benda's funeral is being held at the Waukon High School at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. The governor said she and her husband, Kevin, joined with Iowans in mourning the loss of this dedicated servant, and we keep his family, friends, and fellow members and brothers and sisters in uniform in our thoughts and prayers as they cope with this devastating loss. Flags will be at half-staff on the state capitol building, on flag displays at the capitol complex, and in all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to lower their flags as a sign of respect. Police in Creston report the arrest of a man on a theft charge Monday afternoon. Authorities say at around 1:40 p.m., 29-year-old Kevin Lee Davis of Creston was arrested at his residence for theft in the fifth degree. Davis was cited and released at the scene on a promise to appear in court. The Adair County Sheriff's Office Monday reported a man from southeastern Iowa was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $500,000 cash-only bond. 18-year-old Gage Matthew Schwachow of Ottumwa was arrested October 17th in Fontenelle by Adair County deputies. He was wanted on an Adair County warrant issued October 14th for lascivious acts with a child, inflicting pain or discomfort, enticing a minor under the age of 13 for sexual abuse or exploitation, lascivious acts with a child, solicitation, and sexual abuse in the second degree. Additional information concerning the charges was not provided. Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said there were four other separate arrests. 19-year-old Cole Michael Pfister of Tiffin was taken into custody October 18th for driving while license denied or revoked. His arrest came by an Iowa State Patrol trooper following a traffic stop for excessive window tint on Interstate 80 in Adair County. Pfister was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. 36-year-old Derek Wayne Bud Pickrell of West Des Moines was arrested October 19th at the Polk County Jail on Adair County warrants for two counts of violation of probation. Pickrell remains held in the Adair County Jail also without bond. And arrested October 19th was 35-year-old Maria Soledad Pantoja of Afton, who was arrested for OWI first offense. She was later cited and just released. And on October 20th, 51-year-old Ronald Lee Bacon of Altoona was arrested in Greenfield on an Adair County warrant for three felony counts of burglary in the third degree. His cash-only bond was set at $10,000. A Southwest Iowa man was sentenced Monday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court to serve slightly more than 17 years in prison for receipt and possession of child pornography. In addition, the judge ordered 33-year-old Kenneth Howard Crum Jr. of Sydney to serve 10 years of supervised release following his imprisonment. According to court documents, Crum pleaded guilty to the offenses in June. In November of 2020, law enforcement investigated Crum for harassing his ex-wife through postings on the internet. The investigation revealed Crum also took pictures of children and posted the images on various internet websites. A search warrant was obtained to seize Crum's cellular telephone, and a forensic examination of the device located images and videos of child pornography, mostly involving children less than 12 years of age. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force investigated the case. Well, Shift ATL, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, will be hosting their third annual Turkey Trot in Atlantic on Thursday, November 25th, and that'll begin at 8 a.m. This year's event will have both an in-person and virtual option to participate. The in-person event will include a 5K route and 1 mile route option, both leading from the Telegraph Building at 14 East 4th Street at 8 a.m. on the 25th of November. Attendees can grab some warm eats and drinks from inside the Telegraph post-race. The virtual event can take place at the registrant's discretion. The cost to register is $25 with the option to add on various race day gear, including a t-shirt or sweatshirt for additional costs, Orders, including any of those items, need to be submitted by Sunday, October 31st, in order to ensure the items are here before race day. Registration for the race alone will continue until the day of the event. Shift ATL officials say they hope to have a few shirts left over for purchase on the day of the race, but there are no guarantees, of course. In addition, Brown Shoe Fit has donated one pair each of men's and women's Brooks Turkey Trot running shoes that Shift ATL will be giving away. To enter into the drawing, you must be registered again by October 31st. Shift ATL will draw from the registrants the following week and award the winners. To get registered, go to the links in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, also to view the full event details. Police in Glenwood report two Glenwood men were arrested Friday. 46-year-old Stephen Howard was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. He has since posted a $300 cash bond and was released. And 42-year-old Noah Handley was arrested for OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. Finally in the news, some Iowans are still trying to decide what they will wear this weekend as a Halloween costume during a party. And one expert is urging them to think about their year-end holiday travel plans and book them now. Meredith Mitz, a spokeswoman for AAA of Iowa, says the sooner you lock in your plane tickets, hotel reservations, or cruise plans, so much the better.
As we're getting closer to the holidays, the cost for airfare rises and the availability shrinks. So the farther out that you can plan those flights and those items, the better chance you have of getting those ideal time slots and being able to make those plans in a cost-efficient way and get where you want to go on time.
Travel troubles, especially with airlines, have made the news lately. And if you haven't bought travel insurance in the past, Mitz says you may want to start.
What we've been seeing recently is numerous flight delays or cancellations, and there will be possibility for that to happen around the holidays. So travel insurance can help protect you if there are unexpected costs, such as a hotel, transportation, or food. You may also receive compensation if there is lost luggage or if your flight is delayed for as little as 3 hours.
A survey by the Motor Club finds 35% of Iowa respondents say they've already reserved their holiday trips by the end of October. Travel was down significantly a year ago due to the pandemic, but the advent of the COVID-19 vaccines has changed perceptions. Mitz says, compared to last year when the vaccine wasn't available, 26% of Iowans surveyed say they're more comfortable traveling this holiday season. Over half say they feel the same as last year. More than a quarter of Iowans cite a fear of contracting or spreading COVID-19 as their reason for not traveling this holiday season. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.